The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 27th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Did you know a cheetah can go from 0 to 40 miles an hour in just 3 strides? But the downside is, if you're a cheetah, if you sprint for more than 30 seconds, your chance of dying skyrockets. They just are not built for endurance. You know, some people are built for strength, or some animals are, as well as humans, and some are built for endurance. And so we welcome one and all of you, humans and animals, to the healthiest 2 hours on radio. It's hour number 2 of the big show. And I am your host, David Snow, here to keep you cool and healthy. It's one doctor's appointment that doesn't cost you a thing, no insurance required. And the best part of all is you don't have to pull down your pants or take off your clothes for this painless injection of health information. Just bend over so you can get closer to the speakers and listen. And if you are unable to listen to our show all morning long, you can listen at night, 9 o'clock tonight, in fact, on the station you're listening to right now for the rebroadcast of the program. Or you can always go to drhealthradio.com, D-O-C-T-O-R, healthradio.com. All right, in this hour of the program, Dr. John Ruckel joins us. He's a sports medicine specialist and a physician. He has a background in research, both nutritional and medical research. He's also an adult, or excuse me, he's an adult athlete. He should be. No, he's an ultra athlete, I meant to say. And we're going to talk about sports nutrition, but also how to keep out of pain, whether it's from a sports injury or other ailment or condition that you may have or may experience, be it acute or chronic. We'll also talk about some anti-aging benefits of doing certain things or taking certain things, and a lot more. We'll talk about cardiovascular as well as metabolic health. And so it's an action, and or I should say information-packed show for you, talking about how you can take more action when it comes to your health and be more physically active when it comes to actions of your muscles. So Dr. John Ruckel coming up in a few minutes, after a few features and announcements. All right, let's see. What else do we have on the menu? Oh, you know, we talked last week about hormones for health. And just as a brief follow-up, we talked about testosterone and estrogen, and we were talking about the Twist 25 transdermal cream. Now, if you missed the show or missed the number, which we only gave out a couple times, it's 1-888-4, you know, the number 4, Twist 25, just spelled T-W-I-S-T 25, or you can go to the website, what is it, twist25.com, yeah, twist25.com, or dheacream.com, and that's for mood, muscle, mind, and much more. And we talked about DHEA being a pro-hormone, so it's not like taking testosterone, but it gives you similar benefits. Your body makes its own testosterone. It has the building blocks, such as DHEA. That's kind of the mother hormone. It's the base for all of your other hormones. So you take it in a special transdermal cream, which is the Twist 25. Again, that number, 888-4, the number 4, Twist 25. I think it's 489-4782. Okay. All right. Let's see. What else do we have? Where germs lurk? The ick meter. If you want to go to a pathogen party, Well, a lot of you go to Starbucks. A Starbucks door handle is a surprisingly high level of bacteria on that, as you can imagine, you know, all the people going in and out. Public water fountains, also a culprit, as are ATM machine keypads. How about a pizza shop cheese shaker? That's another hot spot for germs when it comes to bacteria. But, you know, you got to keep things in perspective. Don't overly obsess over germs, but it's life. I mean, we live in a lively world of bacteria, but, you know, just be aware of this. And we're talking about this in the first hour of the program. Let's see what else. Office toilet seat, very low in bacteria. On the other hand, office coffee machine, it has more than twice as much bacteria, twice as high in bacteria count as toilet seats. And let's see, office bathroom soap dispenser is pretty high on the list as well. All right. Okay, let's go to the fitness file and talk about, let's get physical. And we're going to talk more about physical health in a few minutes with Dr. John Ruckel. But adults who did high-intensity interval training for 20 minutes, three times a week for 6 weeks, did better on memory tests. And we've talked about this before. There have been several different studies regarding cognition as it relates to physical health. And maybe Dr. Ruckel will talk about this, but it definitely supports brain cell growth as well as function and survival. So you know, if you don't use it, you lose it. And it goes for your mind as well as your muscle. So use your muscles to improve your mind and vice versa. All right, and let's go to matters of sexual health. And just a review on this, I did an article, was it about a month or so ago, on STIs, sexually transmitted infections, so syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia. You know, they don't have the same fear factor as HIV because they're bacterial infections that can be treated with antibiotics. The problem is you don't get symptoms. A lot of these diseases, there's about three dozen or so STIs that humans can contract or come down with, but there are... You know, there are some that are just asymptomatic. You don't experience the symptoms. But untreated infections can lead to things like pelvic inflammatory disease, as well as infertility and arthritis. A lot of arthritis is, you know, the unknown cause tends to be sexually transmitted diseases. In fact, before the advent of antibiotics, a lot of, you know, Al Capone, I think, was known to have syphilis, and he had bad arthritis and other, you know, seemingly unrelated health problems. And so did other, you know, notables in history. But the problem here, the education of, it's kind of time for sex ed adults, or adult sex education, because a survey, this was released by the Health Department of Queensland, Australia, and they found that 60% of 15 to 29-year-olds incorrectly believed the contraceptive pill offered protection from STIs, sexually transmitted infections, which it does not, while 52% believed the withdrawal method did the same, that offered, protection from any infection. That is not the case. Let's see. And it's estimated, by the way, that chlamydia, which is the most commonly transmitted STI, increases the risk of infertility by about 30%. Okay. All right. Let's see. Finally, in the Funny Bone Pharmacy, let's go there. Excuse me. All right. Some T-shirt slogans for you. If you're crazy and you know it, take your meds. That's a good one. In fact, only cooperative when medicated. That was another shirt I saw. Oh, no. Wait. No more time. Let's see. Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to. This is an abbreviated version of the Funny Bone Pharmacy. Okay. We'll be back next week with this, but we'll be back right after this with Dr. John Ruckel, talking today about sports nutrition and how to stay healthy and pain-free when it comes to activity during the spring and summer months. So stick around if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues. Also later in the program, Dick Allgaier's Health Report. That's also coming up later. That's our most popular single feature of the show. And that is coming up in a matter of minutes here on hour number two of the Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio.
By now, you've heard about the popularity of products containing cannabis-based CBD because of the many benefits people are experiencing by taking them. What you may not know, though, is there are other plants besides cannabis that contain these same cannabinoids. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the global leader in the research and development of plant-based phytocannabinoids, offers you five dual-acting formulas for the results you expect. Choose from Bliss, Brain, Calm, Inflame, and Sleep. And no matter which doctor-formulated product you choose, you can feel confident that every one of Emerald's safe and effective science-based nutritional supplements are the best value for the price. So if you're someone who's looking for more vibrant health and energy, stop by your favorite health store today to check out the next big thing, the hot products from Emerald Health Bioceuticals, or check them out at emeraldhealthbio.com. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the endocannabinoid company.
Did you know that pharmacists work in hospitals? We work around the clock with doctors and nurses to make sure you get the best results from your medicine. We're the medication experts. So when you or someone you love is in the hospital and have questions about your medicine, ask for me, your hospital pharmacist.
Brought to you by the American Society of Health System Pharmacists. Find out more at safemedication.com.
Welcome back to Lifestyles of the Fit and Healthy here. David Snow on your radio. Hey, we want you to be fit and healthy for the spring and summer sports season, no matter what physical activity you're enjoying or undertaking. But you also want to avoid the aches and pains that all too often go along with being physically active, especially if you do too much too soon. So here to help us enjoy a pain-free spring and summer, no matter how sedentary or active you may be, is Dr. John Ruckle. He's an internist and actually now a full-time medical researcher, has been for 23 years now. And we welcome him to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Dr. Ruckle. How the health are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. Thanks so much.
All right, let's talk first, Dr. Ruckle, about, well, May is, May and June, and just the beginning of the spring and summer season, it's going to be there's going to be a lot of not only sports played, but also at this time of the year also means sprains and strains and scrapes, and in other words, injuries. And so I know that you have been researching a particular substance for some years now, and I want you to tell us about astaxanthin, which is a product that is available without a prescription. It's you don't need a doctor's prescription or any approval. I mean, it's available over the counter for in various aspects, and it's good for a lot of different systems in the body. But let's talk first about joints and muscles and how it can help improve the health of. People that are active want to be healthy by being physically active, and exercise is the fountain of youth. So let's talk about how this substance can improve our lives when it comes to taking it as a supplement.
Sure. Okay. Well, and first of all, yeah, you're right. Exercise is the fountain of youth. I strongly recommend exercise. I stay active myself. We can talk more about that later. But those that are active now, commend those that are thinking about getting active. I encourage you to do so. But you're just exactly right. When you exercise, particularly if you go too fast or too hard, don't pace yourself or have proper technique and so on. Well, then you do find you have some aches and some strains. When I lived there in Hawaii, when I started running the Great Aloha Run, I just remember my friends that would go out and would do that, and for them to go 8.15 miles, and if they trained for it, no problem. If they hadn't trained, they were sitting in the hot tub the rest of the day. So, there were stories about like, oh, why did that? That's a good idea. So, yes, so a lot of people take some kind of supplements, and the things that people are familiar with are the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories like ibuprofen and even one that you can get over the counter, and then of course there's a number of products by prescription. Actually, it turns out astaxanthin that you mentioned to have some unique advantages to those. It's for two things actually. I'll focus on for right now. One is that it's more potent and more effective as an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory product. I mean, just when you look at the properties of the chemical itself and how it works in the body, well, then it's much more potent. The other thing is the safety. I mean, there can be substantial side effects. You take aspirin, you take Tylenol, you take ibuprofen, any of the over-the-counter anti-inflammatories in that class or the prescription products. If you take too much, there can be side effects. You know, so the effectiveness and the safety are the things that particularly appeal to me about aspirin.
Yeah, I don't know about you or anybody else, but I don't want stomach bleeding or ulcers or kidney failure or liver failure as well, from some of those. And there are thousands of people that are affected adversely every year, or every month for that matter, with these so-called OTCs. People think that because it's available over-the-counter that it's not as, it's benign. It's not going to be harmful if I don't even need a prescription for it, right? So
Right. And you're right. That the assumption is that it's safe and you can take as much as you want, or at least as much as the bottle says, you don't have any risk of side effects, that's just not the case. And particularly if people say, well, a little is good, I still hurt, a little more is better, and then they take more than the recommended amount, well, then the risk of adverse effects really goes up very quickly.
Now, I know a lot of people are thinking in their mind, will supplements and this astaxanthin product are all well and fine, but it's not going to be as strong as something that's available over the counter or available by prescription, even though they may have side effects. At least it's going to take me out of the pain. But let's talk about the relative strength of astaxanthin as it relates to, or the properties, the anti-inflammatory properties compared to OTCs, or as you mentioned, acetaminophen or aspirin or naproxen, et cetera.
Yeah. Well, it's actually substantially more potent.
Wow.
When you look at the basic literature on this, I mean, they've done animal models and cell cultures, and they've done some clinical trials in people as well. And the actual antioxidant effects, and when you look at the doses of astaxanthin and how that affects some of the markers of inflammation, like TNF-alpha, for example, is one of the markers of inflammation. Well, then astaxanthin was actually as potent as prednisolone, which is one of the prescription steroids.
Sure.
And that's commonly used for people with rheumatoid arthritis and asthma and Crohn's disease and other major inflammatory diseases like that. And people don't use that if they don't have to, because there's a lot of side effects from the steroids with high doses, especially or long-term use.
Right. And none of the
non-steroidal anti-inflammatories have effects that are that potent under laboratory conditions. So the potency is certainly no question. And there's lots of markers for inflammation, C-reactive protein, the interleukins, and so on, lots of enzymes, lots of different markers. Astaxanthin is actually very potent at improving all of those under a wide variety of conditions when they use exercise models or they have other ways of inducing the stress and inflammation. Astaxanthin actually is the most potent of the natural substances, and it's better than most of those that are commonly used for inflammation.
Okay, now I kind of jumped the gun, not you, nothing on no fault of yours, but I was also going to mention as one of my first questions, what is astaxanthin? So let's go back to what astaxanthin is and the different forms of astaxanthin as it occurs both naturally in nature and foods as well as available supplementation.
Sure. And Yeah, and I'll be happy to mention that. Now, a lot of people in Hawaii are relatively familiar with it. That's not quite as true for people on the mainland and elsewhere. Astaxanthin is a natural compound. It's most commonly associated with salmon and trout and other other types of seafood. It's made in nature primarily. There's some other sources, but the primary source is microalgae that lives in the ocean. And then that microalgae is consumed by krill, and then krill are consumed by shellfish or small fish, and then goes up the food chain on up from there to the larger fish. And the apex predators like humans, orcas, grizzly bears, anyone else that eats these. So, and in fact, the salmon, I like to think of salmon as an example, because people think of salmon as being salmon pink. I mean, you mentioned that salmon pink, and everybody that's eaten salmon knows what that means. Actually, that's astaxanthin pink. That color that we think of as salmon pink is not a natural color of salmon intrinsically. It's that salmon have that color because of astaxanthin. And that pink color, that's also why you get the pinkish color in crabs and shrimp and flamingos. Flamingos would be white. If it wasn't for astaxanthin, flamingos would be white.
Wow.
Isn't
that also, maybe since you're talking about salmon, excuse me for interjecting, but Atlantic salmon, that's why they have to feed astaxanthin to the Atlantic or the farmed salmon, because otherwise the flesh would just be gray. It would be unappealing or unappetizing.
Right, exactly. They have to, since those are farm-raised, they have to put astaxanthin in the feed. Otherwise, they would not look like salmon at all, and nobody would buy them.
Right.
In fact, that's a good point. Without asta, even natural salmon, without asta in the diet, they're small, they're gray, they're prone to infections,
wow.
They don't reproduce, and they do not have the endurance to swim upstream and spawn. So we think of salmon as being these remarkable fish, which they are, and they go upstream to spawn, which is an incredible athletic feat, actually. But it's not because of the salmon themselves, it's because of the asta. Without asta, they wouldn't be able to do that.
Interesting. And similarly with humans, have they done trials on that as far as sports performance to see if people taking astaxanthin, specifically the xanthosin, can perform better by taking it versus those taking a placebo or not taking it at all?
Sure, they have. Actually, there's a fair number of clinical trials. And before I mention those, I just like to say there's a lot of non-clinical trials. Non-clinical meaning when they look at rats, mice, dogs, et cetera, where they can do things under controlled circumstances, and they give ranges of doses, and then they can do a lot of lab studies, and they can look at the tissue, and they do things with animal studies they can't do with people, of course. And so the animal studies, there's wide ranging fits. It reduces oxidative stress, reduces inflammation, increases endurance. The animal studies are consistent across the board, showing wide ranging benefits for astaxanthin. Mm-hmm. The clinical trials look pretty good as well. That hasn't been studied quite as extensively, but there's less inflammation, there's less soreness, there's increased endurance, and a number of the studies look very favorable. Now, for the sake of intellectual honesty, I need to say that not all of them show spectacular results. And the reason for that is that they use different doses, they use different formulations, they're measuring different things, and they're studying this in different populations. Like one of the studies in cyclists, for example, one of the studies showed considerable benefit for speed and endurance in cyclists. Another one showed that there really wasn't much benefit, but they used different doses, different formulations, and the one that didn't show benefit were elite cyclists that were already performing at pretty much the maximum potential.
I see.
So you give them a low dose of astaxanthin, and they're not going to pedal any faster.
Right.
Well, they didn't ask them how they felt. I mean, mean, did they have less stiffness and soreness? They didn't ask them that. So, but like soccer players, they showed that soccer players did better. They've shown that runners do better. They've shown that people have less oxidative stress with weightlifting. You know, there's a number of clinical trials to show that that people do better, that reduces inflammation, reduces oxidative stress, and people. And the main thing is that the people that use it, they say, I have less stiffness and soreness. I feel better. I can stick with my training program better. I'm more comfortable exercising. I enjoy it, or I get out and I do it instead of quit my program and go back to the sofa.
All right. On that note, Dr. Ruckel, we need to take a bottom of the hour break. And when we come back, I have many more questions for you on astaxanthin and specifically xanthocin, which is the safe anti-inflammatory we're talking about. I want to ask you about mitochondria when we come back, because that's really the energy center of the cell and how this can create more energy. Also, the potencies, the dosages that people should be taking, if they get enough in their diet, or can you get enough in your diet to elicit a therapeutic effect? And then we'll talk about purity, potency, and much more. Back after this with more information for your good health here on Dr. Health as we talk to Dr. John Ruckel, an internist on sports medicine and inflammation, among other things. Much more information to come. Also, a little later in the hour, Dick Allgaier's health report. Don't miss that. And a lot more information for your good health. So stick around if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
When it comes to probiotics, why do employees, managers, and owners of health stores recommend and personally take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the fastest-acting medicinal-strength probiotic. With patented stomach acid-resistant delivery, prebiotic stimulation, and guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity fast while providing all the long-term benefits of a superior probiotic supplement. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potencies or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without delivery, and more strains are not necessarily better. Theralac is optimally formulated for results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with guaranteed strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Green means go. Active lifestyles call for extra nutritional support. For over 30 years, Kyo Green has been a trusted brand and the go-to choice for consumers concerned with getting enough greens in their diet. And now, Kyo Green's new and innovative powdered drink mixes are here. Try these exciting superfood combinations for balanced green nutrition, all fast dissolving with a light, clean taste. Start your day with Greens Blend for sustained energy to keep you going. Harvest Blend for immune defense, or Sprouts Blend for digestive support. Add to your morning shaker bottle, juice, or smoothie for a delicious and nutritious way to begin each and every day. Kyo Greens blends feature ancient grains and seeds, barley and wheatgrass, superfoods, and fruits and vegetables for a great nutritional foundation for your health and whole body wellness. GMO-free, vegan, and gluten-free. Add Kyo Green to your day and get going.
Kyo Green's new drink mixes are available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Copycats? They're out there. Be strong and healthy. Tune in to the big dog. Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine.
Snow, snow,
snow,
snow, snow.
It is David Snow on your radio. Welcome back to The Cure for the Common radio show. We're easy to digest information. And we're talking today, if you're just joining us, we're talking today with Dr. John Ruckel, a researcher for 23 years and a consultant now. And he has been researching this substance called astaxanthin. And really, this is, you know, with all the research on it, Dr. Ruckel, it seems like this should be really one of the core supplements that people take along with their omega-3s and multiple vitamin D and probiotic. Don't you think that this should be in everybody's supplement shelf?
Well, I think so, and I take it myself. I mean, I heard about this a few years ago, and I started taking it when it was available. And then, as soon as the xanthophyllin formulation was available, I switched to that, and that's what I've been using myself. I've been able to set aside some of the other supplements, like you just mentioned. I'd used some of those things earlier, and I set those aside. I found out that xanthophyllin was really basically all that I needed. So I think anyone who's interested in their health and there's wide ranging benefits. We're talking about exercise mostly today, but in terms of heart disease and diabetes and high blood pressure and high cholesterol and so on. There's a lot of things that it has been shown to be helpful for.
Mm-hmm.
But if people want to do something to maintain their health, then I think that it's probably the best single product that you can use.
And let's talk about the difference between xanthosyn, which is xanthosyn, and the other brands of astaxanthin, because really two capsules of xanthosyn is equivalent to, six capsules of other brands. Why is that?
Correct. Well, the main thing is that the formulation itself. I mean, it's nature identical, but it's manufactured so that it's pure and consistent, and it's a form of micro beadlets that are absorbed better. We did a trial that compared xanthosyn with other brands, and we got three times as much into the bloodstream when we looked at two 12 milligram capsules together and under the same meal conditions, similar guys and all that. I mean, it's a direct comparison. And with this formulation, with the xanthosyn formulation, there was more consistent from one subject to the next, and they got three times as much, the maximum amount and the amount that stayed in their bloodstream on until it was eliminated was three times as much. So two capsules of xanthosyn is actually equal to six capsules of the other product.
And so, I have seen the blood level studies on those, and at 3 hours, at 6, 9, and 12 hours, and dramatic difference between the xanthosyn and the other brands. And, usually natural is better. But in this case, the like you were saying, the consistency and the quality and everything is just this is where you want to pick something like the xanthosyn, which trumps the natural form from shellfish and seaweed. And also, you don't get the allergens, right? People may be allergic.
Well, And I do want to emphasize, this actually is a nature-identical product.
Right.
Just that when you harvest it from microalgae, there's quite a variety of things. I mean, the asta that the microalgae make, it's not all the same. They just have to put this together and pick and choose a kind of whatever's available. They're doing this to protect themselves, of course, So we can take the most efficient form that is found in nature, and then we can make this so that they're all the same, and the consistency and the purity really does make a difference. So,
now I know a lot of people in people's minds listening there out there in radio land, they're thinking, well, what about GMOs if it's actually manufactured? What is the deal there? Are there any GMOs in this product?
That's really not an issue at all. Really, this is just a matter of taking the compound that we found from nature and then finding a way to manufacture it for efficiency and purity and consistency. I mean, like aspirin was originally discovered in willow bark.
Right,
well,
exactly.
Nobody takes aspirin from willow bark. There are a lot of medications, even vitamin C. Well, yeah, you can get it from rose hips and oranges and things like that. But there, you go to the store, very few of those vitamin C bottles are going to say they're taken from rose hips.
Or they have a fairy dust amount, so they can claim it on the label. They'll say rose hips vitamin C, and it's 99% ascorbic acid and 1% rose hips.
Right.
Okay.
Something like that. So this is the trend with the vitamins and supplements in general, is that we find out about them from natural sources, but then it is just a lot more efficient for them to be manufactured.
Right, so, and I think it's nutrient by nutrient. It's not necessarily all nutrients are better this way, but a lot of them are,
correct.
As you mentioned,
yeah,
because of the consistency.
Yeah.
All right. Now, correct. Let's
some things are actually a mix. Yeah, correct. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I was going to shift gears and have you talk about energy and the mitochondria of the cell, because xanthoxanthin does have an effect on the cell mitochondria, which produces energy. And if your cells produce energy, your body's going to be experiencing more energy. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, okay, so mitochondria, and some people are familiar with that term and some may not be. Mitochondria are the little energy factories, so to speak, that are in your cells. So the cells do different things. I mean, liver cells, heart cells, muscle cells, brain cells, kidney cells. I mean, they all do different things for the organ where they are, but they all have to have energy. And they have energy that they produce, and it's from the mitochondria, which are in these different kinds of cells. The mitochondria are much the same at different parts of the body. And energy production is good. I mean, it's absolutely essential for life. And when you exercise, well, then you make more. The downside of producing more energy is that there's always a little bit of reactive oxygen or nitrogen species around. These are little chemicals that aren't quite efficiently used, and then they float around and they cause damage to the cell and the membranes of the cells unless they're neutralized. And your body knows this. I mean, your body has fairly extensive mechanisms for neutralizing these dangerous free radicals. But it can be overwhelmed. Your body's natural antioxidant systems can be overwhelmed under a lot of conditions. So that's where if you take a supplement to help out, well, then you can boost your body's ability to fight oxidative stress, is what they call this. And astaxanthin is unique. There's something about it that is concentrated in mitochondria, as opposed to membranes elsewhere. It goes other places. It goes to the regular outside of the cell membrane. It goes to the nucleus membrane. It goes to other parts of the cell, the membranes. But it's concentrated in the mitochondria, which is actually the most important place. It has some unique chemical properties where it's the exact width of the membrane, and it has oxygenated parts on the end so that it's stabilized and anchored in that place. It doesn't float around like vitamin A floats around. Vitamin E floats around. Astaxanthin is anchored in the mitochondria and stays there, and then continues to provide antioxidant benefits that whole time without disrupting other functions. It doesn't interfere with normal mitochondrial function at all. It just protects it from oxidative stress.
Uh-huh. All right. Now, is this why some of the things that the benefits you talked about, is this why more and more doctors are recommending a product like xanthoxanthin, the brand of astaxanthin for their patients?
Exactly. Exactly. It goes where you want it to go. Able there. That plus the safety. I mean, I don't want to lose track of that we talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. Like you can die from an overdose of acid.
Of course.
You can die from an overdose of Tylenol. There is no overdose of astaxanthin. There is no amount you can take that is dangerous to you. I mean, that's actually something I don't want to get lost in with everything else. Is the safety,
right.
The safety of this, as well as the effectiveness. So,
well, we have a lot of doctors listen to the show, so you know they're familiar with LD50 and so on.
Sure. And for those guys, just a quick aside, there is no LD50. I mean, in the long-term toxicology studies with several different species, you know, you can give as much as you can feed to the test animals for the 3, 6, 12, 24 months. None of them die. Nothing bad happens, you know. So that it's 23 years. I've studied a lot of different compounds. I've never seen anything with a safety profile as good as astaxanthin.
Wow. And how much do you take a day? Let's get into the dosage and when to take it, how much to take.
Yeah. The instructions on the bottle are a little conservative. They're 12 milligram capsules. It'll say to take one or two a day, and that's fine. But you can take more than that. I personally take two capsules twice a day. Now you need to take this with food. It's a substance that is absorbed with food, particularly a little bit of fat. It doesn't have to be a lot. I mean, a piece of toast with butter or peanut butter is fine. I mean, it doesn't, you don't have to have a high fat meal. But
right.
if you if you take it fasting on an empty stomach with just a glass of water, well, then you probably only get half of it absorbed in your bloodstream. You need something that it kind of gets absorbed along with the meal contents and goes into your bloodstream and then circulates throughout the body from there.
Okay.
So I take two with breakfast and I take two with dinner. And actually, sometimes, if I'm training for a run or I'm training for a climb or I'm doing something a little more stressful, I'll probably take two with my lunch as well. And some people take more than that. I mean, testimonials have come in since zanthicin has been out there. There are people that take, six or eight capsules twice a day.
Whoa.
You go through the bottle faster, but they find that they do better. I mean, they have less back pain. They don't have knee pain. They can play tennis. They can do things like that with those higher doses. And if they back off, well, then they find that they just don't feel quite as well.
This is especially important when it comes to the fact that the government's going to really clamp down now on opioid distribution and prescriptions, and if people are desperate for pain relief and they're not, they don't have access to some of the big guns or the heavy duty industrial strength pain relievers, then this could be a godsend. Now, do you build up a tolerance to it, Dr. Ruckel?
No. It's not like the opioids at all. It's not habit forming.
Oh, that's good.
There's no withdrawals. There's no tolerance. It's not dangerous like that at all. And in fact, just another example, I was talking about with one of my colleagues, and this was a guy that was injured in a motorcycle accident, and he started taking zanthicin, and he did fine. I mean, his injury, he healed. He didn't have the pain. He got back up. He recovered faster. His orthopedic surgeon was amazed. He says, "Well, he offered him narcotic prescription." He says, "No, I don't need it. I don't need it.
Wow.
I feel fine." So that goes back to the potency that we were talking about earlier. It can be quite potent.
Okay. Now, and since we're talking about drugs and comparing it to the xanthicin for pain relief, let's talk about getting back to OTCs and prescription pain relievers. They really address late-stage inflammation. If you could speak to that and tell people how it's different and that actually the xanthicin can not only prevent or treat the pain but also prevent future pain.
Sure. Well, there's actually an inflammatory cascade is the way the body works, where there's something that triggers a signal, and then that trigger is amplified with other signals, and then those amplify with other signals, and so on. It's like a snowball starting an avalanche. That's the way the body's inflammation process works. So a lot of the products that are out there, really happened quite late in that cascade.
Mm-hmm.
The unique about xanthicin is that since it's right there in the mitochondria and so on, it acts at the very beginning. It reduces the oxidative stress, it stabilizes the membrane, it prevents the damage that triggers that cascade. So you don't just block one enzyme like ibuprofen inhibits cyclooxygenase. Well, a cycle of oxygenase is quite a ways downstream. This works at the very root of that process so that it prevents the inflammation cascade from even happening. So the 20, 30-some markers that we measure, well, then all of those things are better with astaxanthin.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that. Doctor, we need to take one last break of the hour for Dick Allgaier's Health Report. But when we come back, I have many more questions. One is on the anti-aging benefits or healthy aging benefits of xanthicin as well. As its effect on liver health and metabolic health. Can it help you lose weight? We'll talk about that. Obesity is our modern American epidemic. So much more information to come here on The Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio. I'm David Snow, talking today with Dr. John Ruckel, an internist and a researcher, and we're talking today about sports nutrition and inflammation and pain relief. Time now for this week's health report from veteran TV news reporter Dick Allgaier.
An exploding vaping pen killed a 38-year-old man in St. Petersburg, Florida. The medical examiner confirmed the details. The medical examiner said injuries to the victim's face indicated his e-cigarette exploded, burning 80% of his body. Two portions of the device were recovered. Cause of death stated as projectile wound to the head. Vaping. Italian scientist Sergio Canavero and Chinese surgeon Xiaoping Ren are developing a plan to transplant a human head right down to the neck bolts and electricity. Their focus is to help patients with spinal cord injuries and paralysis. These surgeons have already performed the procedure on mice, rats, and a dog. All survived and regained some major motor function. Ethical and moral hurdles still remain. 93-year-old Ben Bender of Zanesville, Ohio, made a hole-in-one on his final round of golf, and he credits a higher power. He says, "I'd come close to some hole-in-ones, but this one was level on the green before it curved toward the hole and went in." Bender continued, "I was in awe watching it. I played a few more holes, but my hips were hurting." He has bursitis, you see. And he says, "I had to stop. It seemed the Lord knew this was my last round, so he gave me a hole-in-one." Congratulations, 93-year-old Ben Bender, hole-in-one in his last round of golf.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just 2 capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals 6 capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
Do you own a dog or a cat? Then you need to know that Noni, Hawaii's most popular medicinal herb for people, can also be used for pets. In fact, thousands of pet owners give their animals Hawaiian Noni fruit leather regularly for energy, pain relief, digestion, and for their skin and coat textures. And for external use, pet owners rave about Hawaiian Health Ohana's lavender Noni lotion for wounds and infections, hot spots from fleas and ticks, and muscle and ligament strains. For more serious applications, there's the Instant Noni Aloe Bio Bandage, a natural salve with ingredients that form a protective healing barrier for maximum results. Natural healing for your pet, made from 100% pure organic Noni. Ask for the Noni Fruit Leather, Lavender Noni Lotion, or Noni Bio Bandage for pets at your nearest pet shop or health products retailer. And visit real-noni.com.
Welcome back to The Cure for the Common radio show. David Snow with you. Hey, the snowman says everyone wants to enjoy a big fat retirement, right? Well, but you don't want to be big and fat in retirement. That's the thing. So make sure you're not carrying around a spare tire into your retirement. It'll tire you out. After all, what good is your pension if you suffer from hypertension? Okay. On that note, back to our discussion with Dr. John Ruckel. And by the way, our show does rebroadcast tonight at 9 p.m. on the station you're listening to right now. Or you can always go to the website for future listening, drhealthradio.com. You spell the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, healthradio.com. Dr. Ruckel, let's talk about a few key... Well, I mentioned weight loss, and let's talk about metabolic health. Can it possibly help? Can the xanthocin form of astaxanthin possibly help in weight loss, or at least assist in the success of it?
Well, it's not intended as a weight loss.
Of course not. No.
I mean, in the sense that I like, some people say, I want to sit on my sofa, eat whatever I want, take these pills.
Yeah, right.
It won't do that. It won't do that. But it does improve your metabolism. It makes it more efficient, and it will help you be active. You have to have a healthy diet. Reasonable quantities are probably more important than actually the selection of what you eat. But then you need to be active. You need to do something, and you'll feel better, and you'll do more with xanthophyllin.
And speaking of active, I covered this a couple of weeks ago on the Fitness File, and that was the word. Have you ever heard of the word fittish? F-I-T-I-S-H. Yeah, fittish. Not fetish.
Like
not
a,
you might have a okay. fetish, but I'm not interested in that. No, this is fittish. It's a noun. Here's the definition: being semi-fit or kind of fit, but also likes to eat. So if you're fittish, I guess it's better than being fattish. Yeah. But I know that you're very fit. You're fittest of the fit, because you climb Mount Hood and Mount Rainier, and where are you going next? Mount Kilimanjaro Everest?
Not Everest, but Kilimanjaro actually is on my horizon. Next January, February. Seriously, I'd like to do that. Wow. And I'll be taking xanthophyllin to get me to the top. I found that with my climbs here, it's also very helpful at preventing altitude sickness. But that's a separate topic. The main things you talked about in terms of general health and longevity and weight loss and so on. It actually, xanthophyllin helps a wide range of conditions. If you have high blood pressure, it helps modulate that. There's a lot of ways that it helps prevent coronary artery disease and the progression. It helps with control of triglycerides and cholesterol elevation. It helps improve blood sugar control for people that have diabetes. In other words, in inflammatory health and cardiovascular health and metabolic health and so on. I mean, it's not approved by the FDA to treat these things prescription drug.
Yeah.
But it helps maintain health in a wide variety of areas. That's the key. We can talk about the functions and the evidence of what it does mechanistically to reduce inflammation, oxidative stress, and promote health. A lot of prescription drugs treat a specific illness, but they don't necessarily promote wellness. And that's what I like about xanthophyllin, is that it promotes wellness across so many different kinds of condition, because all this is related. Everything in your body is
sure,
related.
Sure. And you mentioned antioxidants. Isn't this kind of the master antioxidant, because it's what, 100 or 1,000 times stronger than vitamin C or beta-carotene or some of the other antioxidants?
Right. And oxidative stress is actually, and then the inflammation that results from oxidative stress, that actually is the root of all of these things that I just mentioned. So if you can control inflammation, if you control oxidative stress, if you control inflammation, well, then you are better at preventing or dealing with a wide range of conditions.
So, and that's basically really why, since you mentioned longevity also, it's why it has general anti-aging benefits or healthy aging benefits, because of all the things you're talking about, is all the different systems of the body that it positively affects.
Correct. And even more than that, it actually activates a gene that's associated with longevity of the follicle.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We talked about that last time you were
really
on.
There's multiple mechanisms why your lifespan will have greater quality and greater quantity. So there's no point in living a long time if you're an invalid.
That's right.
If you can be healthy and active and vigorous for many more years, well, then that's good.
Yeah. In fact, we had Dr. Bradley Wilcox on, who's another medical physician. He's actually here in Honolulu, and he is a longevity researcher. You're familiar with the Blue Zones and the and the centenarian study and so on. So we'll have him on in that regard maybe at a future date again. But okay, just to recap, since we just have a few minutes left in the show, the dosage on the xanthophyllin is 12 milligrams per capsule, and you say two a day is a typical dose, one to two?
Well, that's kind of a starting dose.
Starting dose, okay.
Again, there's nothing wrong with taking more. I take 4 a day. Some people take more than that.
Yeah, but you're an elite athlete. You're an elite athlete. Okay, and take it with your meals because it's fat soluble.
Right,
it works better in the body.
Right.
And how long does it start to take effect? I mean, from the time you start taking it until you experience either pain relief or increased sports performance, things like that.
Yeah, the peak levels after a certain dose are typically about 6 hours later, and then it lasts a long time. You won't notice a pain reduction in 5 minutes,
right?
But you may notice something even the next day. You know?
Wow, really? That quickly? Most supplements aren't that quickly, so it has almost drug-like effects. Okay.
Well, it depends on
the person.
Where you're taking it, right?
Yeah.
But there's continued benefits with long term because the more you take, well, then the more it distributes in various parts of the body and you get more benefits.
And it's not going to turn me pink or orange like a salmon or a flamingo.
No.
Okay.
No, and if you have a desire to swim upstream, it's okay.
That's good. Give us a website for people wanting more information, Dr. Ruckel.
www.zanthosyn.com. It's spelled Zanthosyn. Zanthosyn.com. And there's information there. And you can get it at GNC stores, or you can buy it, or you can get it off the web and have it delivered straight to your home.
Yes, we should mention that it's available in all GNCs nationwide. Including all the stores here where we broadcast from in Honolulu. I think there's 30 GNCs here and, of course, hundreds in California and beyond, wherever our show is heard. And just a final thought on the name Xanthosyn. It actually came from the xanthophylls that are micronutrients of the carotenoid family, right, such as beta-carotene,
right.
Things like that.
Right.
And that's where they got the name Xanthosyn. So it's available wherever your nearest GNC is, GNC supplements, and then, like you mentioned, Amazon.com or on the website. So thank you so much, Dr. Ruckel. We want to have you back at least by next year, if not before. And so the next mountain you're climbing is which one?
Mount Baker, and then again Mount Rainier. Awesome mountains here in the state of Washington. A lot of fun to climb.
Okay. All right. Well, keep up the good fitness, and thanks for being here with more information on sports nutrition. And keep us apprised of any new research or information that we should know about, please.
Okay, you bet. Okay,
all right.
Thanks.
There goes Dr. John Ruckel, researcher and internist. And here we go with another edition of the program. Thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your weekend. Hope we made it strong and healthy with the information we had for you. And you can always join us tonight for the rebroadcast of the morning show, 9 p.m. on the station you're listening to right now. Until next week, I'm David Snow, reminding you that it isn't how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha. Have a healthy week.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.